It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School here in downtown Bainbridge as we get you set for another girls' basketball great matchup tonight as the Hancock Wildcats come to town to take on the BG Lady Bobcats. It's the tournament finals of the Kozalski Tournament. And boy, folks, there's a lot of storylines with this one. And we'll get all those to you during our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew at Chambers and O'Hara are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And quickly, our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. I think there's a lot of storylines in this game tonight that you can look at. The first one being that obviously BG is a very good team, maybe one of the favorites in the MAC, but they're playing tonight without Abby Selfridge, and I've had the question for the last week and all day today. Is it she sick? Is she away on vacation? Is she got bad grades? No, I promise it's none of that. She's actually out in Phoenix, Arizona. She's at a USA volleyball clinic. If you don't know much about Abby, she's also a phenomenal volleyball player. Of course, BG Volleyball made it all the way to the Section 4 Class C Finals before falling to Tioga this year. She got a special invite to go out there, participate in this clinic with USA Volleyball, and she just thought it was too good of an opportunity to pass up. So they knew coming into the season that she would miss these two games, and BG was able to get through the first round yesterday against Harpersville, but they have their hands full here tonight against a very good Hancock Wildcats team. I think the other thing that's interesting tonight for BG is that this team is sick. I mean, if you're coming in the building here tonight, you might not want to shake anybody's hand because this whole team is certainly sick. They kind of have the flu-type virus. I know they had some trouble getting practices in this week just because everybody on the team was sick. And, you know, it was one of those things. I kind of took it with a grain of salt. But coming in, talking to some of the players before the game tonight, they all got the raspy voice, the cough, the whole nine yards. So it's been a tough week. So I got to give credit to this BG team for coming out here and gutting it out through this tournament so far. After this, they'll get a little break through New Year's and hopefully get healthy again. On the other side, you have Hancock coming in. They're ranked 8th this week in the New York State Sports Writers poll, and they're undefeated. I got to see them a little earlier this year when they were up at the Anton Remy tournament in Milford, and they're very, very good. And, you know, there's a lot of talk around 8th grader Lacey Drake, and she put up 29 points last night as Hancock was able to defeat Tioga in the first round. And I do. I think she's the real deal. She's going to be one of these players that you see in our area that comes through and has a great career. I think she certainly has all the tools to do that. But I think the other thing about Hancock here is that she has some really good tools around her in some of the upperclassmen, especially number 00, Lexi Houghton. She's a big, probably 5'11", 6-foot-tall center down low who does a great job on the glass. And the other guards that start out there are, you know, certainly a scrappy bunch. And I think that they're going to surprise a lot of teams. As they were a good team last year, I think they've just improved over the summer, and now they're really starting to surprise some people, starting with an 8-0 record. And being in Class D, I think, you know, they certainly could be a little bit of a dark horse there because you don't necessarily think of them as a Class D team because they play in the MAC. So it's one of those things that I think this will be a great matchup tonight. What does not having Selfridge and maybe being sick due to BG, and if you're Hancock, you get a signature win like this, maybe you come in here, you play tough against BG, even if you don't win, it just gives you some confidence going forward as you get into the league. So I certainly think it's going to be a great one here tonight. I know there's a lot of people that were just coming tonight to watch Lacey Drake since she's up in this neck of the woods. You know, you keep reading online and in the newspaper that here's this eighth grader scoring 20, 30, 40 points a game. It's certainly a lot of fun. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll pause for the national anthem and also the starting lineup. So when we come back, we will have the championship game, the girls' contest between BG and Hancock in the Kozalski tournament. Set to be a great one here tonight. The fans are continuing to pile in, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. We'll be right back on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need to order pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you have the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough-cut lumber, kiln-dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truckload or by the piece, we can help with all your wood needs, but we don't do food.
If you don't do food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I can go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Remember, you can listen anywhere online, WCDOsports.com. We also archive all our games on the website. Just go to the Game Audio Archive. You can download and listen to them for free at WCDOsports.com, all courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. Here's our starting lineups. First for BG tonight, an eighth grader number 4, Erica Selfridge, a junior number 13, Jillian Canistra, a sophomore number 15, Zamira Caldwell, a sophomore number 23, Corey Thornton, and a junior number 25, Megan Pommetier, for longtime head coach Bob Conway. On the other side for the Hancock Lady Wildcats, a senior number 00, Lexi Houghton, an eighth grader number 2, Lacey Drake, a senior number 22, Gina Tan, a junior number 23, Mallory Rutledge, and also a senior number 25, Andrea Wadeson, for head coach Sam Spaholz, who, interesting story, used to play for Bob Conway here at BG. So maybe the student will become the teacher here tonight. We'll see. BG is going to win the opening tip. They go right to left on your radio dial. They're in the home white uniforms with the navy blue trim. Hancock is in the royal blue uniforms with the white trim, as Erica Selfridge is going to nail a three-pointer to start this contest from the right wing side. Good start there for Selfridge. Here's Lacey Drake back the other way. Left wing side. They throw up a quick jumper. No good. Rebound for Pommetier. And an outlet pass ahead here for Selfridge. puts on the brakes and goes back across for Canestra. Now for Corey Thornton, wide open for three. It dies on the front rim. Rebound for Drake of Hancock. 29 points last night for Lazy Drake against Tioga. She walks it up the floor here for the Lady Wildcats. Into the corner now for Rutledge, looking for options. BG is in the man-to-man. Back up top to the top of the three-point arc for Gina Tan. Now back for Rutledge on the near side for Drake, left side, into the paint. Running jumper off the back rim, no good. Rebound on the floor for Corey Thornton, and just is able to pass it out to Palmatier before they could get her for that travel call. And now an outlet pass here to Canestra, who will walk it into the offensive end of the floor for BG. Canestra passes left side for Corey Thornton as they set up the offense. BG 3, Hancock nothing. 6:45 to go first quarter here on CDO. Now a steal by Hancock, and here's Rutledge down the right wing side. Rutledge trying to go coast to coast, and let's see, we're going to have a foul before she could go in for the layup. We'll see who they get this on here. The Zebra Crew is going to call Canestra on the foul there for BG. So 6:40 to go first quarter. BG with an early 3-0 lead. On a three-pointer from eighth grader Erica Selfridge. And Hancock will inbound the ball underneath the basket. They go to Houghton. Turnaround lefty. Hook is no good. Rebound here for Caldwell. And ahead to Canestra. Good look there for Houghton. Just couldn't get it to go down. Canestra back up the floor. Again, BG a 3-0 lead. They go Selfridge right side. Thought about a three, but doesn't pull the trigger. Go right back to her. A little give and go with Canestra. She wants to pull the trigger. She does, and swish. Jill Canestra from downtown, and she can be deadly from there. BG leads 6-0, 2 minutes into the first quarter. And Lacey Drake walks it up the floor, crosses the half-court timeline, into the corner now for Mallory Rutledge. Rutledge finding Gina Tan, right side, baseline drive now, up off the back rim, no good. Houghton with a rebound, can't get it to go. Rebound here again for Hancock, blocked out of there by Palmatier. But Hancock's able to pick up the loose change. Back out for Drake for a three. That had to be NBA range for Lacey Drake, and she puts it home, and it's 6-3. Boy, did not hesitate to just dial long distance right there. 5:35 to go first quarter. It's BG 6, Hancock 3 here in the Kozalski Tournament Championship Contest. And here is Corey Thornton. She wants a three-pointer top of the key. Got it. Corey Thornton from downtown, and she hits a three-pointer. Actually, they're going to say it was a long two. I think Bob Conway might want to argue about that one, but Hancock's going to take a timeout. 5:25 to go first quarter. It's BG 8, Hancock 3. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Morabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Morabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Morabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Morabito.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:25 to go first quarter. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Hancock trailing 8-3, but here's Lacey Drake with a pull-up jumper off the mark, no good, out of the timeout. Ball trickles out of bounds, but will stay with the Lady Wildcats. So an 8-3 lead for BG over Hancock. Their first meeting of the season comes here in this tournament. They'll also have a regular season meeting later on in the year. Here is Drake, pulls up jumper, fade away, too hard, no good. Houghton with a rebound, and they'll say she stepped on the line as she kind of caught it underneath the glass. And possession goes back to BG. Hancock is going to pull out a press here. Looks like a little 1-2-2 action. And BG will bring it up the floor, looking to break the press with Corey Thornton, Erica Selfridge, and Jill Canestra. Now they lob it up over top to Palmatier on the left side as BG goes right to left in the white uniforms with the navy blue trim. Here is Selfridge outside the three-point line, goes to the high post for Palmatier. Palmatier backing her way down low, finds Caldwell, who will kick it back out. Five on the shot clock here for BG. Back across for Thornton. She's going to have to put up a long two, and it's rejected out of there. Palmatier turns around, and she picked up the loose change, throws up a prayer, and it goes in just in time. And Megan Palmatier with her first points of the evening. She literally just caught that ball, turned around, and shot because she thought the shot clock was running out, and gets it to go in. Here is Lacey Drake now for Hancock on the right side. Pulls up jumper, dies on the front rim, no good, out of bounds, and goes back to BG. So Hancock is getting the early looks here, but they just can't get the shots to fall. Drake has had a couple of good looks, nailed that really deep three-pointer. But besides that, they can't get anything go through the hoop. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, BG leading 10-3. Here's Palmatier, baseline drive on the left side, and they'll say she traveled. And the officials will turn it back over to Hancock. You just get the feeling that with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter and trailing on the road 10-3, the Wildcats just need to get a bucket, need to get in rhythm here. Here's Drake on the right side, passing one off for Gina Tan, the senior, to the far side for Rutledge. Back for Drake, left side, closely guarded here by the other eighth grader on the floor, Erica Selfridge. Drake pulls up and drains it, and she's got 5 points. It's 10-5 with 3:35 to go in the first quarter. BG will break the press once again. Canestro with a good ball fake. Passes to Caldwell on the far side. Just tipped out of her hands there by Rutledge. They'll say it was last touched by Hancock. And so the ball will remain with BG. They will inbound underneath the basket, the right side of the basket, and get it into Palmatier in the corner. 20 on the shot clock as Palmatier looks for options. And will loft it back up, but it's intercepted. Selfridge, though, will steal it right back. Finds Canestra for a three off the back rim and hits off the top of the glass and back out of play. And so Hancock will get it back late here in the first quarter as they lead 10-5. BG leads Hancock 10-5. Drake down the floor, crossing over the Bobcats logo. Finds Houghton at the top of the key. Houghton looking for a pass down low, and does to Gina Tan, but off her fingertips and out of play. And that tight man-to-man defense, especially down low, I think for some of the forwards and the centers, can be very difficult to move around down there, as BG just plays excellent interior defense. 2:55 to go, first quarter. The crowd continues to trickle in here at BG. Here's Canestra to the right side, and a 10-second violation. As BG was really taking their time to bring it up the floor against the press, and they were just about to cross the line, and they get called for the 10-second call. So the ball right back to Hancock with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Drake passing one to the far side for Gina Tan. Hancock's in the royal blue uniforms with the white trim going left to right. Here's Drake with a drive, and let's see. They're going to call a foul against Hancock. Down low for a foul on Andrea Wadeson for a push. And she was trying to set up to put a screen on. So the ball right back to BG. So these teams trading turnovers here, and they'll get another one. Ball loose at midcourt, and we will have a jump ball, and possession's going to go right back to Hancock. That's three or four possessions right in a row where neither team has been able to hold on to the ball. BG wants to take a timeout. Head coach Bob Conway wants to talk it over. 2:36 to go, first quarter. BG leads Hancock 10-5 here at the Kozalski. We'll be right back on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2 minutes, 36 seconds to go in the first quarter, and BG girls leading Hancock 10-5 here tonight in Bainbridge. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us on CDO, and the turnovers continue out of the timeout as Lexi Houghton there will travel on the left wing side, and it goes right back to BG. And so Hancock still coming with this press. A little 1-2-1-1 it looks like as Canestra now we'll walk it up the floor, and I guarantee she gets it over in time this time. And she does for Erica Selfridge. Palmatier now back near midcourt on the right side. Man-to-man here, it looks like, for Hancock, with 2:10 to go in this first quarter. Canestra to the left side here for Erica Selfridge, 5 on the shot clock. They go down low looking for Caldwell. She throws it up, and Houghton with a nice block there tips it out of play. Hancock has changed defenses a couple of times here so far tonight. Trying to see what they're going to settle into here as BG will inbound the ball underneath the basket with 3 on the shot clock. They're going to have to get one up. Palmatier just in time, hits the back rim, no good. Ball out of bounds, and will stay with BG. Caldwell had good position there on the boards. Drake was trying to sneak around her hip to get in there for the board, but couldn't do it in time and knocked it out of play. Here's Canestra looking to inbound for Palmateer. No, she'll throw it over top of the defense for Selfridge. Back for Palmateer with 25 seconds to go on the shot clock. Palmateer to the left baseline, back out for Selfridge at the top of the key. With a minute 45 to go in the first quarter, here's Canestra, skips it across the top of the defense as Hancock is settled back in here to his zone. Back again to the top of the key with 10 on the shot clock for Selfridge. Dumps it down low. Palmateer, pull-up jumper, left corner, no good. Drake with a rebound, and she's off to the races. Lacey Drake to the right side. Dribble drive into the paint, pull-up jumper. Can she get it to go? No. Hit the rim three times before it bounced off and then went flying out of bounds. And we'll go back to BG. So Drake is getting those looks. She's getting through the kind of the first layer of the defense, getting up those jumpers, but so far tonight, they have not fallen. She does have 5 points on a deep three and also a nice pull-up two from the left corner. Had 29 last night against Tioga, and she's in the eighth grade. Unbelievable. 1:15 to go in the first quarter. It's 10-5. The BG girls with the ball as they go right to left. Here's Selfridge at the top of the key, finding Canestra, who's already hit 1 3-pointer tonight. 15 on the shot clock as we come up on a minute to go, first quarter. Here's Corey Thornton, right side, three ball, got it. No doubt about her toe on the line this time. She was way behind it and makes it 13-5 with 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hancock with the ball back up the floor as they go left to right in the royal blue with the white trim. They go to Houghton at the high post at the right elbow. Houghton, good dribble drive, passes back down low for Drake, who just rips it away from Caldwell, puts it up and in. You can just tell Lacey Drake, don't get near her with a loose ball because she's going to fight you for it every single time. 13-7 now the score, and a foul on Hancock on the press as BG looks to break it in the backcourt. We'll have a whistle with 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's the team foul situation. They do reset every quarter. Hancock with 3, BG with 1. So it doesn't look like anybody will be in any sort of trouble here in the first quarter. Rebecca Reyes checks in for Zamira Caldwell now, late here in this first quarter. And Canestra will walk it up the floor, finding Selfridge. Erica Selfridge back for Canestra to the near side corner for Palmateer. On the left side as BG goes right to left. They're in front of the Hancock bench. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Game clock and shot clock are pretty much identical at this point. Palmateer to the left corner. Passes one back up for Selfridge. Wants a three straight away. Not enough spice on that one. And a rebound for Hancock off the miss. 5 seconds left. Tan loses the ball. Canestra to half court. Can she get one off? She does, and it won't go down. That'll do it for the first quarter with the score BG 13, Hancock 7. I'm Nate Lawler. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here at BG High School. Championship game of the Kozalski Tournament. It's 13-7, BG on top of Hancock here, and it's a great battle so far tonight as Caldwell for BG at the foul line. Hits the rim twice. It won't go down for the jumper. Rebound, and here comes the eighth grader, Lacey Drake, to the right side. Dribble drive in the paint. Throws it up. Back rim, no good. Ball is loose. Another eighth grader on the floor, this time for BG. Erica Selfridge with a rebound and a head down for Canestra. Canestra puts on the brakes 30 seconds into the second quarter here and looks to set up the offense. High post for Caldwell. Back out. Here for Selfridge, skips across Corey Thornton, long two, misses it, but she's fouled. Getting her down in the corner there was Gina Tan, a little too much hip on that one, And Corey Thornton will go to the line. And she'll shoot two. So Thornton with 5 points, Pommetier with two, and Selfridge and Canestra each with three for BG in the first quarter. On the other side, Lacey Drake, all 7 of Hancock's points in the first quarter. Here is Thornton at the line. First one is up and good. She's got 6 and increases the BG lead to 14-7 with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Thornton settling in here for her second attempt from the charity stripe. Second one is up and good. She's got 7 points. 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Reyes is going to check back in for Caldwell, as she did at the end of the first quarter. And so Reyes, one of the seniors on this team, being looked to for some leadership out on the floor here this season. 15-7 now the score. Hancock trailing BG in the Kozalski Tournament Championship tonight here in Bainbridge. Here is Drake on the right side, closely guarded by Selfridge. Drake spots up, shoots a jumper, no good, and steps out of bounds as she was trying to chase down her own rebound. And out of play it goes. You know, she stepped out of bounds there, but you'd love to see that. She's one of those players, you don't see it that often in today's game, of players following their shot, but she is right after everyone. She wants that ball back if it's not going through the net. Canestra for Reyes in the corner, spots up for 3. This one is no good, and a rebound here for Hancock, and Drake will sprint down the floor with it again after the rebound for Houghton. Drake to the right side, passing one off here for Kaylee Gill. Back out for Drake with 6:35 to go, second quarter. Drake, dribble drive to the right side, gets down to the right low block, puts it up, can't get it to go. Pommetier is whistled for the foul for BG, and Drake will head to the line with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. I think what's amazing is that when you see a player come along, like an Erica Selfridge, an Abby Selfridge, or a Lacey Drake, just how comfortable they are at the varsity level at such a young age. As Drake hits the first one here, and she's got 8. You know, it just boggles my mind. I mean, you go to most modified games where you're seeing 7th or 8th graders, and, you know, the quality of basketball sometimes is just not there. But with some of these players that come up early to varsity, it's just amazing the difference. A rebound here for Hancock off the second shot that Drake missed, but a steal by BG. Pommetier comes away with it, but lost it right back there to Rutledge. BG fans wanted a foul on a reach-in, but Rutledge gets it back to Drake. Long 3, right side, no good. Pommetier rips down another rebound, and an aggressive outlet pass there to Selfridge. Selfridge will walk it back up the floor with Canestra. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Ball tipped out of bounds there by Drake as Canestra tried to pass it over her head, and Drake punches it out of play. 6:05 to go in the second quarter. Caldwell will come back in. Reyes to the bench. And the score remains BG 15 and Hancock 8. Thornton into the corner and back up top for Selfridge. Selfridge for Pommetier. Backs her down in the paint. Goes up with that lefty hook, and it's good. And Pommetier now with 4 points. And BG increases their lead to 17-8 with 5:45 to go before the halftime break. And back down the floor as Drake tries a one-handed pass into the interior. It was kicked out of there by Pommetier, out of play. And Hancock will inbound the ball directly in front of the BG bench as they go left to right. BG's in the home whites with the navy blue trim. Hancock in the road royal blues with the white trim. Here is Drake, has the ball in at the top of the key. Again, closely guarded in the man-to-man by Selfridge. Eighth grader on eighth grader tonight. Here is Andrea Wadeson. Gets it back for Houghton. Lefty pull-up jumper, right low block, no good. Rebound for Selfridge, and she's off to the races. Selfridge for Pommetier. Stolen right back, though, by Hancock. Here's Drake. Leaves one off, and the jumper is up and good there for Rutledge. Her first 2 points of the contest, and it's 17-10. So Hancock is hanging tough here in the Kozalski Tournament Final against state-ranked BG. 5:05 to go in the second quarter. I should say that both these teams are state-ranked. BG in Class C, Hancock in Class D. Canestra a 3, right side, no good. Erica Selfridge a rebound, back for Canestra, and she'll reset on the offense. Pommetier at the high post, puts her back to the basket, goes down low, puts it up and in, and the foul, and a chance for the old-fashioned 3-point play for Megan Pommetier. Boy, I told you, when she got fouled, or I shouldn't say fouled, when they thought maybe she got fouled here if you're a BG fan, and the ball got stolen from her, and then Hancock missed the shot, and Pommetier went up and ripped down that rebound. She looked angry, and she's been playing that way ever since. Pommetier puts in the free throw, so she has 7 points, and BG has their biggest lead of the game, 20-10, with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Here is Rutledge to the right side. Passes one back up for Drake. Drake looking for options here in the man-to-man offense. Left side drive, stripped of the ball. Tied up with Selfridge on the floor. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with the Lady Wildcats. Make sure to stay tuned for our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll get you a scoring summary from the first half, get you a full list of stats. There's also some scores from out of town. There's several tournaments going on. We'll keep you updated on what tournaments were still going on today, as a few were canceled due to the weather. Ball is stolen here by BG on the inbound pass by Hancock. Canistra, though, puts it right back on the floor at midcourt, tied up again on the floor as both teams wrestling and scrapping for it there, and we'll have a jump ball this time. The arrow will favor BG. 4:28 to go in the second quarter, and it's 20-10, BG on top. Thornton will inbound the ball to Canistra. Down the right wing she goes. Canistra with a bounce pass for Corey Thornton in the corner, back for Canistra against this Hancock zone. Canistra tries a little backdoor cut pass to Corey Thornton through her fingertips and out of play, so back to Hancock. And Drake will walk it up the floor here to set up the offense for the Lady Wildcats. They go to the left side here for Rutledge. Rutledge back up for Gina Tan. Tan into the near side corner directly in front of the BG bench as Hancock goes left to right. They pass one down low. Wadeson with a shot. That's no good. Gets her own rebound and she's fouled. And Andrea Wadeson will step to the free throw line. With exactly 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, BG leading Hancock 20-10 here tonight on CDO. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us. Also on WCDOsports.com. Glad to have our web listeners along as Wadeson puts in the first free throw. So that's her first point of the night. Cuts the lead to 20-11. Second shot coming for Wadeson. Puts this one up and in. Nothing but net. So Wadeson cuts it back to an 8-point ball game with 4 minutes to go, second quarter. It's BG 20, Hancock 12. Back up the floor to midcourt. Stolen away, though, by Drake right at the BG logo. Coast to coast, puts it up and in. And Drake now has 10 points. And it's 20-14, so Hancock certainly has life in this one as that press pulls dividends for Hancock. BG breaks the press this time, 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Palmateer takes it to the bucket herself, and Palmateer now has 9. And it's 22-14, BG on top of Hancock, with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Drake, a nice crossover, passes off for Wadeson, left side drive to the bucket, no good. Houghton with a rebound, and she's fouled. And Lexi Houghton is another player they need to get going. She has no points so far here tonight, and will try to break that streak as she heads to the line. So Houghton will settle in here. First shot is up for Hancock's Houghton, and that one rims out. Hit the front of the rim and did one of the around-the-world twirls and then popped back out. With 3:20 to go in the second quarter, BG on top 22-14. Second shot coming here for Houghton. And this one is up and good. So Lexi Houghton, her first point of the evening, and it's 22-15. Hancock still coming with the press here. A little 1-2-1-1 action as Selfridge gets it to half court. Lost it, and it's going to be an over and back. Hancock tipped it right at midcourt and then had to go back after the steal. And so you get an over and back here. But now the Zebra crew here is going to discuss this one, see what they say. Really tough call, actually, because the steal was right on the line, and they're going to reverse it. Steal was right on the line, so, boy, it's hard to tell. I'd have to almost see a replay to see where exactly the steal was. Did she go into the backcourt or not? Very tough. But head coach Bob Conway is not going to agree with it. He's going to have a quick chat here with the officiating crew. You know that one side was going to be happy and one side wasn't. And Coach Conway just letting him know his thoughts on the call. Either way, Hancock gets the ball back as they go left to right. And here is Gina Tan on the right side trying to make something off this turnover from BG. They get it to Drake. Baseline little floater on the left side. No good. Gets her own rebound up and under, and she's fouled. And Lacey Drake doing everything on that possession except scoring, but she'll go to the line here to try to put it in. Drake with 10 of Hancock's 15 points so far here tonight. Again, had 29 last night in an opening round win against Tioga. First shot is up for Drake, and off the mark, no good. Wants that one back. Had a chance to watch her earlier this season at the Milford tournament where she picked up MVP honors. as Hancock defeated Milford pretty easily in the championship game that night. And Drake played very, very well. Misses the second shot, gets her own rebound, and puts it up and in. So she gets the 2 points anyways, and she's got 12. And it's 22-17, BG on top of Hancock with 2:45 to go second quarter. Palmateer left side, outside the three-point line, now for Canestra. Canestra looking for some options as BG goes right to left. Now for Corey Thornton, pump fakes on a three. Instead, they pass down low. Palmateer, great move, up and in, left-handed off the glass, and Palmateer's into double figures with 11. And it's 24-17 with 2:25 to go in the second quarter. The Bobcats on top of the Lady Wildcats. Here's Drake with a drive, and she's fouled again. Just so smooth in the lane. And this time the foul will be on Molly O'Hara, who has checked into the contest now for BG. And so let's see. This is going to be the fifth foul on BG as a team. So for the rest of the second quarter, Hancock will be shooting two. There's only two team fouls on the Lady Wildcats on the other side of the board. Hancock's Lacey Drake with her first shot off the mark, no good. Boy, she's had several opportunities here at the line, just needs to take a deep breath because these are some points that Hancock needs. They're getting the fouls, they're getting the calls, but here are the points that they're leaving on the table as she'll miss another one here. Rebound loose on the floor, and the Wildcats come away with it, doing a great job on the glass, and now another foul. Molly O'Hara fouls Gina Tan of Hancock, and she will step to the line. With 2:17 to go in the second quarter, Megan Palmateer rallying the BG troops together for a little quick pep talk, if I could talk, here before this foul shot from Gina Tan. Sometimes it's the broadcaster's curse. You got the twisted tongue. Tan to the line, and she can't make it. And boy, this has to leave the Hancock coaching staff and Sam Spaholz just shaking their heads. Reyes checks back into the game now, and Molly O'Hara to the bench. So BG is out there with Caldwell, Reyes, Palmateer, Thornton, and Selfridge at the moment. Here is Tan at the line. Second one is good, but a violation down low on one of the Hancock players. Believe it was on Wadeson who stepped in too early. So the points are taken away. 2:15 to go in the second quarter. It's BG 24, Hancock 17. And the championship contest of the Kozalski tournament tonight. Reyes will bring it up the floor. Passes back for Selfridge on the left side. They got to get it over the timeline here, and they do for Palmateer on the left side. Palmateer will back it out, and it's going to be a foul down low on Hancock. With 2:04 to go in the second quarter, I believe that's going to be on Gina Tan. Let's see. I know that she had a couple and had to sit for a while, or are they going to give it to Rutledge? We'll see. Looks like they'll give it to Rutledge, her first, and BG will get the ball in front of the Hancock bench as they go right to left. Reyes barking out some signals here on offense, leaves one back off for Corey Thornton. Now for Reyes, great pass down low for Palmateer, just misses the layup there, and off to the races as Hancock gets the rebound. Here's Gina Tan. Tan back down the floor, finds Drake. Selfridge is right there with a hand in her face with a minute 40 to go before the halftime break. Dribble drive here for Tan on the left baseline. Dumps one back off for Drake. Pump fakes, now puts up a shot. It's short. Rebound loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball. Possession stays with Hancock with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. 24-17 the score. The Lady Bobcats leading here in their home tournament against Hancock. Hancock will get it in, but they'll throw it away. A little miscommunication there between Tan and Houghton. The pass was open, but Houghton cut in a completely different direction, and the ball sails out of bounds. So a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. It's 24-17. It's been quiet over the last couple of minutes as BG will bring it back up the floor. Here is Selfridge. They get it across the timeline to Corey Thornton. Thornton to the right side. Puts on the brakes now. Back out for Reyes at the top of the key with 15 seconds left on the shot clock, and they're going to get Reyes for a push-off here with a minute 18 to go in the second quarter. Molly O'Hara is going to check back in here for Reyes after the foul. And again, the score 24-17. Hancock trailing, but can they get a couple of buckets late here in the second quarter? We'll see. Here's Drake to the left side. Drake closely guarded by Caldwell. Steps back, Drake for three, off the back rim, no good. Caldwell chases down a rebound, looking for some options, and passes ahead to Molly O'Hara as we hit 1 minute to go in the second quarter. O'Hara, though, throws it away, stolen away by Gina Tan, but she just stepped on the line as she was trying to save that loose ball, And so it goes back to BG with 56 seconds to go in the second quarter. So the shot clock is not going to reset. Bob Conaway wants to take a timeout to talk things over. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score. BG 24, Hancock 17, late here in the second quarter on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. And I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. And if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
56 seconds to go in the first half in the championship girls contest of the Kozalski tournament. And the Lady Bobcats leading Hancock 24-17. Tioga won the JV girls championship over BG in the contest before this one. So the Lady Bobcats trying to reclaim the title here on the varsity end. Here is Erica Selfridge to the left side for Corey Thornton. They go to the high post for Palmateer at the left low block. Palmateer with 8 on the shot clock turns around, and they'll say she traveled. Was kind of just shuffling and sliding her feet down low. Palmateer looks over head coach Bob Conaway. He goes, yep, that's a travel. Nothing to argue about there. 40 seconds to go, and Drake will bring the ball up the floor. A basket here would be huge, especially a 3 if they could cut it to 4 before the break. Let's see what happens. Looking for Drake, but Selfridge guarding her. Here is Gina Tan to the right side. Dribble drive off the glass. No good. Rebound for Houghton. She puts it up. Can't get it to go. But Hancock again comes down with the board. Back up for Drake. Nails a straightaway 3, and she's got 15. And it's 24-20 with 10 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Selfridge passes ahead for Corey Thornton. It's stolen, though, and we'll have a foul. And possession is going to go back to Hancock. The foul on Thornton with 7 seconds left. And it's 24-20. So BG had a 10-point lead, but is evaporated down to 4, and possibly less here as Waitson, after being fouled, is going to go to the line. So, boy, if Waitson can hit 2 of these, we're talking about a 2-point ball game perhaps at the break. So Andrea Waitson, the senior, at the charity stripe. First one, no good. You know, Hancock makes their foul shots. They're ahead probably in this ball game right now. Drake has missed a couple, and Waitson as well as Rutledge have missed a few as well. Second one coming off the back rim, no good. And Houghton with a rebound, gets it back out for Drake. 5 seconds left. Drake wants the 3. She's stuck in the corner, and she's not going to get it off in time. And our halftime score of the Kozalski Girls Tournament Championship is BG 24, Hancock 20. We'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Products halftime report, so stay tuned for that on CDO. Off the mark, and Palmateer is fouled on the rebound. BG's in the home white uniforms with the navy blue trim. They're going left to right on your radio dial to start the second half. Hancock's in the royal blue with the white trim. They will go right to left. BG gets it in into the left side corner for Palmateer. Palmateer passes one back out for Corey Thornton as we are just about 30 seconds into the third quarter here. Caldwell down low. Finds Selfridge. Skips it back across. Therefore, Canestra for 3. That one rims out. Palmateer a rebound. Lost it, though, down in the scrum, and will say that it's going to be a jump ball as there was bodies flying everywhere looking for that rebound. Possession arrow is going to give this one back to Hancock. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. It's BG 24 and Hancock 20. Lacey Drake with 15 points in the first half for Hancock. She's just an eighth grader. She hit that 3 late in the second quarter, which really has pulled Hancock back into this game, and they could cut it to 2 here on this possession, possibly, or maybe 1. Drake with a fall-away jumper, no good. Rebound here for Houghton, and she's fouled. Oh, much to the dismay of the BG fans. And Houghton got a clean rebound, and then looks like got bumped by Palmateer. That's going to be her second foul. And Drake will inbound underneath the basket with 7:10 to go in the third quarter. It's 24-21. Hancock gets it back in. They find Drake for 3, right side. Got it. 18 points for the eighth grader, Lacey Drake. And it's 24-23 with 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We're back to a 1-point game. BG was ahead by 10, and Hancock has crawled their way back into this game. the championship of the Kozalski tournament. Here's Paul Mateer on the baseline, and she traveled, and it's going to go back to Hancock. Thanks for tuning in here tonight, folks, on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. And Hancock could be looking for their first lead of the evening here as they bring the ball down the floor, trailing by one, 24-23. At the top of the key for Kaylee Gill. Bounce pass to the high post for Wadeson. Takes it down low. Got stuck in a bad spot. Gets it back outside, and it's intercepted here by BG. Tried to outlet it to get it back out to a guard, but instead Jillian Canestra was there for BG to intercept it. Selfridge outside the three-point line, finding Corey Thornton. Thornton back here for Canestra. Steps in for three. Back rim no good. Palmateer with a rebound. Loose on the floor. Lost the ball to Wadeson. And Hancock back down the floor with 6:10 to go in the third quarter. One-handed pass for Drake. Drake ahead now for Rutledge. Rutledge being guarded by Corey Thornton as BG sticks with the man-to-man defense. Ball is thrown away, but Drake will keep it in. Up near midcourt with 15 to go on the shot clock. It's 24-23. Drake back for Rutledge on the far side. Pump fakes, picks up her dribble, looking for a pass. Down low for Houghton. Turnaround jumper is good. And Houghton now with 3 points, and Hancock takes the lead 25-24 with 5:40 to go in the third quarter. So Hancock, their first lead of the evening. We'll have a quick timeout on the floor as Hancock player has to tie her shoes. That's Mallory Rutledge. And so now BG, again, they were up by 10, now trailing by 1, and here's Palmateer. Wants to take it right to the bucket, down low. Goes up, blocked there by Houghton. Palmateer gets it back, and out for Canestra. Now for Corey Thornton, who has 7 points. For Canestra, feeding into the low post here for Palmateer. Off the glass and in for Megan Palmateer, who has 13 points and won't be denied. And BG back up by one, 26-25. 5:10 to go in the third quarter. And to the right side for Drake. Drake will leave one for Rutledge as Hancock goes right to left on your radio dial. Back for Drake outside the three-point line. Give and go. Back for Rutledge with 10 on the shot clock. Dribble drive right side off the glass. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Last touched by the Wildcats. And BG will inbound the ball underneath the bucket as they go left to right. 4:55 to go in this third quarter. It's 26-25. Reyes will come back into the game as Erica Selfridge will get a little bit of a break. And so Reyes will bring it up now for Corey Thornton. Give and go back to Reyes. Now for Thornton. Intercepted, though, by Drake in the backcourt on the press. Drake's going to take it right to the bucket. Finger roll is no good. Died on the front rim. And an outlet pass here for BG. And all the old-timers out there are saying, use the backboard. 4.5 to go in this third quarter. And here's Canestra at the top of the key, setting up the offense here for BG. Goes down low for Palmateer at the right low block as BG goes left to right. Palmateer back out for Canestra for Thornton. They give and go. They're trying to feed it down into the post for Palmateer, and they do with 5 on the shot clock, but she's double-teamed down there. Knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Hancock. Great job there by Wadeson as well as Houghton to just play her straight up, keep those hands in the air. And she really had nowhere to go. And so it's BG 26 and Hancock 25. Here is Drake, gets into the paint, fall away jumper, no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Who's going to get to it first? Knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Hancock. It was a race between Reyes of BG and Rutledge of Hancock, and it was last touched by Reyes. So Drake will get it in at the top of the key. With 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, Hancock trailing by one here at the Kozalski Tournament Finals. But Houghton gets it at the foul line and pulls up for the jumper, and she's got 5. And Hancock retakes the lead, 27-26, 3:45 to go third quarter. Again, BG playing without Abby Selfridge here tonight, who is away at a USA volleyball camp. So she is one of their best players and is not here tonight. So BG trying to battle through without her. And now we're going to have a traveling violation on Canestra. It's going to give it right back to Hancock there after the Bobcats brought it up the floor with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. You can see, you know, you take away one of your starters, and it's certainly very hard for BG to adjust. Ball at half court. Hancock now with the ball into the corner for Gina Tan and back up for Rutledge. Rutledge for Drake, and to the far side here for Rutledge once again. 3:10 to go in the third quarter. 27-26. Hancock is on top of BG. And into the corner now for Gina Tan. Tan with the ball. Back to the basket. 15 on the shot clock. And back out here for Rutledge at the top of the key. Hancock looking for a good shot, but this tight man-to-man defense is difficult to get through. Now with 5 seconds to go on the shot clock, Rutledge throws one up, no good, and Palmateer rips down a rebound and Windexes the glass there for BG. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Canestra back up the floor. In front of the BG bench, a bounce pass into the corner now for Reyes. Wants a three, and that one is going to be short of the rim. Palmateer with a rebound, and she's fouled, and will go to the line. 2.5 to go in this third quarter. I think Reyes just had so much time to think about that shot. It was almost too much time because she was wide open. That one, she just left it a little short. You leave her out there normally, she's pretty much automatic. Palmateer to the line. First one is up and good for Megan Palmateer. Palmateer now with 14 points, and we're tied at 27. So she has half the points here tonight for BG, just like Drake has 18 of Hancock's 27. So those two putting on a show here tonight with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. We're knotted up at 27, championship of the Kozalski tournament. Palmateer, second shot from the line is no good. Left it short. Rebound, though, for Reyes down low, who rips it free. Passes back out for Palmateer. Good job going into the land of the trees there for the much shorter Reyes to pull it out. Here is Thornton. Thornton outside the three-point line now for Palmateer. Out for Canestra, straight away three, rims out. And she has gone cold from three-point land, and now on the rebound, we'll have a jump ball. It's going to stay with BG. Good job by Caldwell to jump in there and grab the rebound. Reyes will inbound to the left of the basket as BG goes left to right with 2:10 to go in the third quarter, still knotted up at 27. Inbound play coming. Reyes will chop it over the top of the defense for Corey Thornton. Wants a deep three. NBA range. She left it short. Reyes trying to keep it in, but stepped on the line. And out of bounds, and the ball goes back to Hancock. 2:05 to go in the third quarter. We're tied 27-27 between Hancock and BG. To the right side for Rutledge and back for Drake. Reyes with the task now of guarding Drake in the man-to-man. Drake outside the three-point line. Lost the ball for a second, but gets it back. Drake passes to the high post here for Houghton. Dribbles down low, passes out for a left side jumper, up and good for Kaylee Gill. Her first points of the evening, and Hancock leads 29-27 with a minute 35 to go in the third quarter. Looks like we're going to have a close finish here tonight. Palmateer to the left side, dribble drive, gets down to the left low block and now pulls it out. Palmateer to the top of the key here for Canestra. Back for Corey Thornton. Skips it across for Reyes. Reyes steps in on a three, and it's off the back rim. Gets it to go, though. Rebecca Reyes from downtown hits a three-pointer, and it's 30-29. The iron was nice there to the Bobcats. With 1:05 to go in the third quarter. Hancock with the ball. They find Lacey Drake on the left side. She's got 18. 3 points here in the third quarter, and now a traveling violation as she passed it off to Andrea Wadeson. And she just shuffles her feet. And the turnover goes back to BG. Corey Thornton to the bench, and Erica Selfridge steps in with exactly a minute to go in the third quarter. The BG Lady Bobcats up 30-29. Selfridge with a pass ahead for Palmateer. Numbers if they can hurry, but she puts on the brakes and pulls it back out. Feeds the ball to Reyes with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Canestra for Erica Selfridge. Back for Canestra. Steps in three. Left side. Got it. Dials long distance for Jill Canestra. And she's got 6 points. It's 33-29. BG starting to look good on offense again. 35 seconds left, third quarter. Here's Drake. Long two. Got it. Drake with 20 points. Just pulls up as soon as she was a step inside the three-point line. And it's 33-31. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Selfridge gets tied up at midcourt and a foul here on Hancock. Boy, we got a great game going on here tonight, folks, for the Kozalski Tournament Championship. Neither team wants to fold here tonight. It's great basketball. 21 seconds left in the third quarter. Selfridge will inbound the ball on the far side of the court. at midcourt. They get it into Canestra. BG leading by two, 33-31. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Selfridge, wide open three, left side, pushed it too far. Rebound on the floor. Palmateer comes away with it, 10 seconds left. Back out, Canestra, straightaway three, rattles out. Rebound here for Houghton, and I don't think they're going to be able to get a shot off. Drake will toss one towards the bucket, and it's no good. End of the third quarter, it's 33-31, BG on top of Hancock, and we'll be right back here on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Start of the fourth quarter here at the Kozalski Tournament live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School in downtown Bainbridge. Start of the fourth quarter here. It's 33-31. And Hancock will inbound the ball at midcourt as they are in the royal blue uniforms with the white trim. They will go right to left. 8 minutes left to decide who will be the 2016 Kozalski champion between these two MAC rivals. Great girls basketball here tonight. Eighth grader Lacey Drake with 20 points here so far tonight for Hancock. She's doing a great job. Here is Houghton. Step in jumper. Rims out. No good. Rebound out of bounds and will stay with the Wildcats. Much to this, the dismay of the BG fans. Just so excited right now. It's hard to get the words out. From time to time, Drake will inbound the ball underneath the bucket here for Hancock. Looking for options, passes out for Rutledge. And back for Drake outside the three-point line, and her pass goes out of bounds as she was looking for Michaela Kravetsky, who has checked into the game, and they just weren't on the same page. Ball out of bounds. Kravetsky comes in because Andrea Waitson has three fouls, and I think they're just trying to buy some time before they can get her back in. So BG up the floor, leading by two. Here's Reyes, steps in, passes across for Palmateer. Palmateer outside the three-point line, lost it. Rutledge off to the races here for Hancock. Breakaway layup, up and in. And Rutledge now with 4 points, and we're tied up 33-33 with 7:10 to go fourth quarter. Here is Canestra. Looking for options on that left side. Bounce pass for Rebecca Reyes. Reyes back for Canestra. Little give and go at the top of the key. 15 on the shot clock as BG's in the home white uniforms, the navy blue trim as they go left to right. Ball passed down low and Palmateer lost it. And Hancock comes up with it as they go right to left. Lacey Drake crosses the Bobcat logo at midcourt. We're tied 33-33 with 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Rutledge outside the three-point line, back for Drake. Drake holding on to it. Little dribble drive at the foul line, puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Ball loose on the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball. And possession arrow is going to give it back to BG. I just don't see it very often. Players that will shoot a jumper that's out by the foul line and somehow have the speed and the presence of mind to go and chase the rebound, but Drake has that. Really like that about her game. 6:20 to go, fourth quarter. We're tied 33-33. Reyes to midcourt. Passing one ahead for Caldwell. Now back off for Selfridge. Here for Canestra. 15 on the shot clock. Palmateer at the high post. Palmateer will split two defenders. Goes to the hoop. Can't get the bucket to go, and she's fouled. And Palmateer will go to the line. Here's the team foul situation. That's the first one on Hancock here in the fourth quarter, and none on BG. So Palmateer with 14 will check to the charity stripe here. Looking for two shots, and these are big foul shots down the stretch. She's got 15. So Palmateer with 15, Corey Thornton with 7, Jill Canister with 6, Reyes and Selfridge each with 3 for BG. On the other side, it's Lacey Drake with 20, Lexi Houghton with 5, Mallory Rutledge with 4, Kaylee Gill with 2, and Andrea Wadeson with 2. BG's going to take a timeout before the second foul shot here from Palmateer. We'll keep it right here on CDO. Thanks for joining us here tonight. I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of more timeouts coming if stays like this down the stretch. A really tight ball game. Just to recap, BG jumped right out and had a comfortable 5 or 6 point lead. They pushed it up to as many as 10, but Hancock just chipped away, and then a 3 late in the second quarter by Lacey Drake brought Hancock to within 4 by halftime, and ever since then they just made up that little 4 point gap, and it's been back and forth ever since, a little seesaw on the lead. You wonder here as I look down at the court, you have head coach for Hancock, Sam Spaholes, longtime player for head coach Bob Conway of BG. Does she know the inside secrets? What's he going to do in this situation? What would he tell me to do as a player? I wonder if that helps. Kind of an interesting dynamic as part of this game here tonight. Of course, Hancock is ranked in Class D, BG in Class C. We knew this was going to be a gunfight here tonight, and it's been a fun one. Palmateer to the line to shoot her second foul shot out of the timeout. Palmateer's shot is up and no good. Hit the rim twice, no good. Drake with a rebound. And Lacey Drake, the eighth grader, will bring it up the floor. And to the right side for Rutledge, right back for Drake, who just looks so cool, calm, and collected out there, even in crunch time. We're under 6 minutes left. Passes out, and a long jumper again for Hancock. This one no good for Gill. Rebound on the floor. Palmateer with a rebound, and she's fouled. So that's going to be the second team foul on Hancock here in the quarter. And I bring that up because once you get to 5, you're shooting, and I think in a close game like this, could be very, very interesting down the stretch. Hancock would probably be ahead by 5 or 6 right now if they could make some foul shots in the first half. And that's really kind of been the difference. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter, 34-33. BG on top, trying to win the Kozalski tournament here on their home floor and do it without one of their leading players, Abby Selfridge, who is away this weekend at a USA volleyball clinic. Left side for Erica Selfridge. And now for Palmateer in the left side corner, back out for Selfridge. They work the ball around, BG being very, very patient. They go down low at the right low block for Palmateer. Good move up off the glass and in for Megan Palmateer, and she has 17. And BG regains a three-point lead, 36-33, as we come up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Houghton, pull-up jumper, the lefty, too much mustard on that one, and a rebound off the miss. Corey Thornton grabs it, but will have a jump ball. And Hancock is going to get the jump ball from the arrow here. Hancock's also going to have to be careful because Andrea Wadeson has 4 fouls. Passing in for Lacey Drake here with 5:10 to go, fourth quarter. Drake with a long 3, died on the front rim, ball out of bounds, last touched by Corey Thornton of BG. And so Hancock will keep possession with 5:07 to go, fourth quarter. It's BG 36, Hancock 33. The girls' Kozalski Tournament Championship tonight here in Bainbridge. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take you the rest of the way. Don't turn that dial, folks. Hancock gets it in. They lose it, though. Palmateer stole it but was falling out of bounds, had to toss it over her shoulder. And the ball sails out of bounds, so it will stay with Hancock. 5:05 to go here in the final frame of the evening. Hancock will inbound the ball in front of their own bench, and they'll quickly get one in here to Gill and back into the safe hands of Lacey Drake. Drake to the right side, finding Rutledge. Rutledge back for Gill. Hancock working their man-to-man offense with 15 on the shot clock. They go back out for Gill. Back in again to the safe hands of Drake with 10 on the shot clock. Drake, dribble drive all the way, throws one up, gets it to go. Lacey Drake has 22 now, and it's 36-35. BG ahead by 1 with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Erica Selfridge up the floor, finding Reyes in the right side corner. Back up top for Canestra, finding Palmateer at the high post. Now for Erica Selfridge, right side for 3, too hard. Palmateer a rebound, wants to put it back up herself. Palmateer steps through, it's partially blocked, out of bounds it goes, and possession will stay with BG. Hancock bringing their starting five back out onto the floor with Tan and Wadeson. And a timeout is taken on the floor here by Hancock. 4:17 to go, fourth quarter. It's BG 36, Hancock 35. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4:17 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com, our web stream, courtesy, as always, of SFCU. BG with the ball going left to right. Here's Reyes in the corner. Steps in for three. Rebecca Reyes rims out. Can't get it to go. Corey Thornton, a rebound, went through her hands. Hancock will come away with it. We'll have a foul, it looks like, on the floor from Corey Thornton. Boy, that shot from Reyes was about halfway down and wouldn't go in. 4:03 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 36-35. Caldwell's going to check back into the game here, and we'll take out Corey Thornton, who has two fouls. Thornton will get a quick breather. 36-35 the score, and Hancock will get it in here with Lacey Drake and bring it up the floor, looking to retake the lead. Drake has 22 points here for the Lady Wildcats. 3:55 to go in the fourth. Hancock with the ball stolen away by Jill Canestra. Picked the pocket there, and Canestra will work it back up the floor. Canestra crossing midcourt to the top of the key. Bounce pass here for Reyes, trying to go to the interior for Palmateer. Palmateer up off the glass and good. Palmateer now with 19, and a timeout is taken by head coach Bob Conway. 3:35 to go in the fourth. BG looking for a little cushion. They lead 38-35. We'll step away for 30 here on CDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:35 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lull with you here on CDO. Both teams still in their respective huddles here at the timeout in front of a packed house at BG Central School here in downtown Bainbridge for the finals of the Kozalski Tournament. And I think there was a lot of people here tonight, obviously, for BG and Hancock, but just a lot of local people who wanted to check out these two teams because so far this year, you read the paper, you look online, you listen to us. They're both winning games. They're both undefeated. Somebody's got to lose here tonight, and that certainly brings a lot of attention for two state-ranked teams, Hancock in D and BG in Class C. Back underway, Hancock with the ball. They're in the royal blue with the white trim as they go right to left. Here's Drake on the left side, closely guarded by Rebecca Reyes and Palmateer. Fadeaway jumper, baseline no good, left it short. Palmateer picks up the loose change and is looking for an outlet pass, and she's fouled. No, they'll say she traveled. Palmateer had two players draped all over her, couldn't get the outlet pass out to Reyes, and was fouled, I thought. But instead, they'll call for a travel. So Hancock gets it back. They're only down three. They've clawed their way back as they were down 10. And Drake is being heavily guarded here by Reyes. Hancock will pass it in. Nobody home as they couldn't get it to Drake, and so they give it right back to BG. Hancock sticking with the press here with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Corey Thornton checks back in for Rebecca Reyes. So the original starting five is back out on the floor now for both teams. A 2-2-1 press here for Hancock as BG looks to bring it up the floor. Here is Corey Thornton back for Canestra on the left side. Puts on the brakes. Canestra finds Corey Thornton, thought about a three, but thought better of it. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. gets it back. Thornton for three. Left side, hits the back rim, no good. Rebound for Hancock, but it's loose on the floor, and a double dribble. Gina Tan is called for the double dribble for Hancock, gives it right back to the Bobcats. That clock continues to tick down here in this fourth quarter of the Kozalski final. 2:53 left, it's 38-35. BG on top, looking to get it in underneath their own basket. And a five-second call by the officials is going to give it back to Hancock. So just when you think BG's going to have enough momentum, Hancock somehow finds a way to get a turnover, something like that, and get the ball back. Reyes comes back in for Thornton now. Bob Conway tinkering with this lineup late in this contest. So it's 38-35. And here is Gina Tan at the top of the key here looking to get it to Drake. Conway having a quick word with Thornton on the bench. Maybe she'll be going right back in. We'll see. Drake. Dribble drive into the paint. Throws it up off the back rim. No good. Houghton with a rebound, and she's fouled as she puts it up. I think if you're Conway, I like Reyes on Drake. Seems like a good speed matchup there. Reyes, pretty good defender. Maybe you bring Thornton back in on offense as she has had the hot hand from three-point land earlier in this game. She has 7 points. Houghton to the line now here for Hancock and cannot get the first one. I'm telling you, folks, I don't have the numbers exactly in front of me. Hancock makes foul shots. They're probably up 5 right now. 2.5 to go in the fourth. So Thornton's going to come back in. Reyes back to the bench. So a little bit of a chess match here for head coach Bob Conway, putting players in and out here late in the game. 2.5 to go. Houghton's second shot. Dies on the front rim. No good. Ball loose on the rebound. Last touched by Hancock. And back to BG. Bobcats perhaps searching for that one bucket that could put them up by 5 or 6 as they lead 38-35. This low-scoring affair, both sides playing very good defense. Here is Thornton. Passes to the far side. Now Thornton gets it back here for Canestra, and they'll just get over the timeline with 1 second to spare. Here is Selfridge for Canestra. They continue to work it around. 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. BG content to chew a little clock here with 10 on the shot clock. Selfridge back up for Canestra. 5 on the shot clock. They go to Palmateer. Dribble drive down low. Up off the glass and good for Megan Palmateer. She has 21. And it's 40-35 with 1:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Hancock on the far side with the ball as they go right to left. They're going to need some points, and they need them in a hurry. Knocked out of there by Palmateer, but taken right back by Hancock's Gina Tan. Now Canestra reaches in, and she gets a steal. And BG, with 1.5 to go, has the ball in a 5-point lead, 40-35. Canestra up the floor to the right side. Stops, passes for Selfridge. Selfridge content to pass it around here for Thornton. Hancock has not decided to foul yet. They're just going for a steal with some pressure. 15 on the shot clock. 1:20 to go on the game clock. Here's Palmateer at the foul line. BG up by 5. Canestra, deep three. It was halfway down and it popped out. And a rebound for Hancock. They trail 40-35 with 1:10 left. Here's Drake down the floor. The eighth grader with 22 points. Kicks one back out for Rutledge. Rutledge now for Gina Tan. They're searching for a way to get the ball back here to Drake. Drake is shadowed, though, by the other 8th grader on the floor, Erica Selfridge. Drake gets it back. We're under 1 minute to go. 10 on the shot clock. Hancock trailing 40-35. Rutledge gets in the paint, throws up a jumper. It's no good. Out of bounds, and back to BG. And they rolled the dice there on that possession, trying to get the ball back to Drake, but very good defense by Erica Selfridge. Fought her way through all the picks and all the traffic and all the junk down low and was able to stick with her. 45 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It's 40-35. BG with the ball going left to right. Canestra at midcourt. Gets it back to Corey Thornton. And ahead now for Caldwell. BG content to waste some time. Back up for Canestra. 30 seconds to go. Hancock has still not decided to foul. Here is Selfridge as BG continues to move the ball. 10 seconds to go here in the contest. Or on the shot clock, I should say. 20 seconds left in the contest and now a foul. Hancock just continued to wait, and they weren't really so aggressive that they were going to get a steal, but they weren't going to foul either. That's going to be the 5th foul here on Andrea Wadeson, so she will check out. Hancock is also 2 fouls away still from sending BG to the line. So really hard to delay this contest with 21.5 seconds left. And BG's going to take a timeout with the score 40-35. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. Remember the post-game show and our awards coming up after this as well. BG 40, Hancock 35 Kozulski Tournament Finals. We'll be right back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. 21 and a half seconds to go here in the fourth quarter, and it's 40-35 BG on top of Hancock. Great game here tonight. Been back and forth, and Hancock has just refused to go away. Great game. So BG comes out of the timeout. They called the timeout. And so Hancock is still two away from sending BG to the line by getting that fifth foul. And so BG is going to inbound the ball directly in front of their own bench as they go left to right. They lead 40-35, trying to capture the 2016 Kozulski Tournament Championship. So here we go. Corey Thornton will inbound the ball. Canestra, Caldwell, Palmateer, Selfridge, and Thornton all on the floor right now for BG. They get it in, and Hancock still is not fouled, and now they do. But they still let 3 more seconds tick off the clock before the foul there on Lacey Drake, her first. 18 seconds left, so they need one more foul to put BG on the line. Thornton will inbound directly in front of the bench. They're going to get it to Palmateer. She's in the corner waiting for a foul, and she gets it from Drake. With 16 seconds left, Palmateer will step to the line. Palmateer with 21 points. And we'll head to the charity stripe here and probably making a good case for an MVP of the tournament here with her performance today without Abby Selfridge by her side. Usually they're the dynamic duo. And the first one is no good for Palmateer. So this says something, I think, about this BG team. If they can hold on and win without Selfridge for 2 games, you have the younger Selfridge, Erica, but Abby, the sophomore, one of their starters, was away for this tournament. As Palmateer makes the second one, you can still come out with a win. That's great. 41-35 the score. Hancock brings it back down the floor. They have one last gasp here on offense. Drake is going to toss one up. Dies on the front of the rim. Gets it back again. Lost it. Time is going to run out, and BG is going to win 41-35. 22 points from Megan Palmateer, matching Lacey Drake with 22 for Hancock. And the BG Bobcats get it done here against the tough Hancock team. Post-game show coming up. We'll be right back on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Our final score here, 41-35. The BG girls hanging on to defeat Hancock to win the 2016 Kozulski Tournament. Let's go through our scoring summary. 22 points for Megan Palmateer for BG. 7 for Corey Thornton, 6 for Jill Canestra, 3 for Rebecca Reyes, and 3 for Erica Selfridge. So a big night, as usual, for Megan Palmateer. On the other side for Hancock, 22 of the 35 come from 8th grader Lacey Drake, 5 from Lexi Houghton, 4 from Mallory Rutledge, 2 from Kaylee Gill, and 2 from Andrea Wadeson. So a big, big night there. And we are waiting the announcement of the all-tournament team. And in the meantime, let's do our WCDO broadcast awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that one tonight to Lacey Drake, 22 points for Hancock, did an absolutely phenomenal job. She's the real deal, folks. If you get a chance to go see her this year, you certainly should. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award goes from NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play for your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. I want to give that to Jill Canestra tonight, who comes away with 7 steals on the night and did a fantastic job. Could have gone to maybe Selfridge, too, who shadowed Lacey Drake all night, but we'll give this one to Jill Canestra, the NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Megan Palmateer with 22 points tonight. I certainly think she deserves our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, and we'll see in a minute here if she gets MVP. We'll see. They are announcing the all-tournament team, and from Harpersville, Vanessa Groover is named to the Kozalski Tournament Final. And let's see who makes it for Hancock. Lacey Drake, obviously a choice there, and she will step out and receive her plaque. Mallory Rutledge is also going to receive all tournament honors here at the Kozalski from Hancock. Well deserved there. From BG, Jill Canestra receives all tournament honors for BG, as well as our Dynamic Defense Award. The MVP will go to Megan Palmateer, MVP tonight, with 22 points, had 20 last night in opening round victory. Fantastic job, as we will watch as both teams will come out for their championship trophies. Hancock will take second place, and BG will defend their Kozalski tournament title. And again, this team has some sickness running through it. A lot of girls with the flu, not feeling well, and they have Abby Selfridge gone for 2 games. She's out in Arizona for a volleyball clinic with USA Volleyball, and they get the job done without her. But boy, give it to Hancock, folks. They were tough. They were here. They scrapped. They were down 10. They came back to take the lead on several occasions. Do not overlook Hancock in Class D or in the MAC. It's going to be a great year with BG, Delhi, Hancock, maybe throw Green, Sydney, Unitigo in that mix. Going to be a lot of fun, that's for sure. So our final score tonight, BG 41, Hancock 35. They win the 2016 Kozalski Tournament. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. That's going to wrap up our broadcast tonight. We will see you next week on WCDO Sports. Have a good one.